Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gus Kiriazakos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Gus Kiriazakos. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering takes first base on ball four. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to second to double up Courtney. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deering moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Severs for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abrams moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Abrams scores. Waitkus moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Kiriazakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiriazakos bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridewesser covering, for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abrams. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. There goes Sievers. The throw from Courtney to Hunter, and back to Waitkus, who tags Sievers out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Kiriazakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiriazakos is 0 for 0 in the game. Kiriazakos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiriazakos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cohn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gus Kiriazakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiriazakos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiriazakos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Yost steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Abrams is walked intentionally. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to third. Abrams moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Abrams scores. Fridley moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Runnels. Fridley scores. Waitkus moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Kennedy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Fridley now playing left field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.